Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Overpromised with Covino and Rich, presented by DraftKings Fantasy Sports. Check out what DraftKings has to offer this season with code OVERPROMISED, because life's more fun when you're in on the action. DraftKings, the crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Age and eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. See DraftKings.com for details. Yo, what's up, buddy? How are you, man?
Hey, welcome to Overpromised, our bonus pod, Covino and Rich, brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook. What a year, man. It's our last bonus pod, our last Overpromised before the new year. It's been a fun year. It's been fun filling in for Dan Patrick this week, but happy holidays to everybody. I'm Steve Covino in Jersey, visiting the fam. Rich Davis on the west side. Spot is here. What's going on?
I'll tell you what's going on. New Year's resolutions. I have a dumb thought, but we are going to go over on today's show. I love this. The top 10 biggest sports stories of 2023, according to us, not according to you, according to us. So they're going to be a little weird.
Right. But what's your deal? Do you have a problem or an issue with New Year's resolutions?
No, I bring it up because I found the list and I'm curious what you think. It's the most common New Year's resolutions among United States respondents who actually responded to this poll. What do you think they are?
I mean, something to do with fitness for sure, right? Mm-hmm.
Anything else, any other guesses?
Diet. It's always the same stuff. The thing is, we put too much pressure on ourselves to fulfill these resolutions, right? I think we should change up the angle on which we choose the resolutions.
Number one, to save more money. Number two, to exercise more, to eat healthier, to spend more time with family, to lose weight, to stop spending so much money. Here's one that we didn't think of. Less time on social media. How do you feel about that?
You know, good luck with that. I think these are all great ideas, but again, we're all bound to fail. You know, so why don't you choose ones that you really look forward to? Like, yo, I plan on going to more ball games, more sporting events, meeting friends at a football game, concerts, comedy shows, right? Like, things that you kind of want to do and there's less pressure involved. Like, we should all want to be healthy anyway.
Covino, relax. Relax. Because also on this list, reducing stress at the work.
Now you said it. I'm glad you said it. Relax.
All right. Well, you want to start?
By the way, hold on. Does it say anything about eating more pizza? Because I've been doing a lot of that here in Jersey.
You do that all week. That is, calories don't count this week. Don't you know that?
Nice.
All right. So let's talk about this. These are your top 10 Covino and Rich biggest moments in the world of sports in 2023. Let's start with number 10. I think you got to give that to Zion and Mariah Mills.
You know, it's fun looking back because what a story that was. We're all Googling Mariah Mills. Who the hell is that? Turns out she's an OnlyFans model. But remember, the juicy part of the story is she surfaced only because Zion had this birth announcement. Remember? Hey, yep. I'm going to be a dad. And what was supposed to be a really nice and loving moment where we're all happy for Zion, it turns out he's got her on the side and she's all hurt about it. And she's scorned that she's angry and she starts calling him out.
And then we were like, wait, he's paying her what to just sort of hang around? What the heck is going on with Zion? Not only is he eating too many beignets, the dude's, you know, getting himself in trouble. Keep it in your pantalones.
Yeah, so she sort of ruined his life then. And I looked her up again recently, and she continues to ruin his life because she recently called him out saying he needs to get a treadmill for 2024 because he's overweight. So, geez. Yeah, she don't stop. She don't stop. She obviously was hurt by the whole thing, but she gained a lot of followers as a result. So, yeah, Mariah Mills became a name that we all were familiar with for a few months.
All right, number nine, all you.
Number nine. This is a huge story, Rich. Damar Hamlin almost died, and we all witnessed it. We were all like, oh, my goodness, what the hell just happened? Do you remember what happened?
Of course. I mean, we all do. And I remember where you were. Everyone remembers. I even remember the next day, there was one guy. Remember Skip Bayless was like, hey, we got to keep playing the game. And I was like, oh, why'd he say that? Everyone was glued to the TV. Like, is this guy alive? Josh Allen's face right there says it all. Everyone had a collective Kevin McAllister.
Do you remember it was Bengals T. Higgins that was involved in the play? We saw him get up. Hamlin gets up. We saw him go down. And everybody's heart went out to him, and it was nice to see his recovery, nice to see him come back. But remember the controversy, too, that followed months after that. We were like, what happened to him? No, everyone was like trying to figure out if there was a big cover-up, remember? And was he out and about? There was a lot of speculation on him and then, months after.
He made his first appearance in the booth. In the suite, and it was snowing, so like, it's not even him. It's not even him. It's a clone.
But, dude, that was a scary, scary moment for everybody, and thankfully he's okay. But the Damar Hamlin story, which feels like forever ago, was this year at number nine.
Number eight. Let's kick it with a mother-son combo that I found this story fascinating in this past year. Connor Bedard, who recently scored a goal that was miraculous. Did you see he picked up the puck with his stick and flipped it around the Minnesota shot or something? This guy made headlines, but because his mom was possibly sleeping with one of his teammates?
Well, the rumor was Melanie Bedard was at a father-son or a daughter, was it son-mother camp or whatever, dance, and she started sleeping with Corey Perry, who was on the team. That was the rumor. Turns out he had an incident within the organization. I read recently it was alcohol-induced incident where they had to let him go. But letting Corey Perry go, this veteran guy letting him go at the time, caused so much speculation that people pieced that together, that he was sleeping with Connor Bedard's mom. So we're like, oh, man, that's terrible. You condoned it. If you remember, you were like, yeah, what's wrong with that? They're around the same age. I was like, because that's his mom.
It's love, and dude. It's love. No. Or lust. No.
And, you know, turns out it wasn't true, thankfully, for Connor Bedard. Now we could focus on his greatness, because even the great one, Wayne Gretzky, has said since then, he's saying that this kid is doing things that he wasn't even capable of.
All right, well, let's keep it going. Number seven.
Number seven was a huge story, man. Everybody remembers when we were introduced to Marianne Doe. Marianne Doe, the Chargers super fan. It was week six loss against the Cowboys, but that's how far we have to go back. Marianne Doe was all over television, and the story was, again, a lot of controversy. Remember, you're like, did the NFL buy a fan here?
Yeah, you know,
is this a planted fan?
Yeah, what's going on here? And Marianne Doe, the whole story for her was, is she a real fan? And then people started digging up photos of her wearing other teams' jerseys, and they're like, oh, is she a plant? Is she like, does she have multiple teams? Like, what's going on here? We know the Chargers lack a fan base. So that was the story.
That was the story, but she was seen in a Vikings jersey, because her kid, I believe, played on the Vikings. But again, it just goes to show you the world we live in, especially this year. You bring someone up, Marianne Doe, oh, she's great. We love her. Oh, she's so passionate. Only to tear her down and try to find something on her immediately, like the day later. So, yeah, the Chargers super fan that swept the nation, Marianne Doe.
All right, well, let me give you one more for now, and then we'll go over some DraftKings picks, and then we'll get back to the top five. But number six has to go to Ja Morant. The guy kept flashing a gun, but at first it was at Shotgun Willie's, which was a club you and I went to in Denver. I went to, you didn't go. And then later on, in his car. So it's like, here's Ja Morant just making mistakes, and he's such a talented young player. But it was a year of mistakes for Ja.
It was, and hopefully he learned from him. I believe he got 8 games for that, and then 2 months later, flashed a gun again, 25 games. So the whole Ja Morant gun story, Shotgun Willie's, which we later found out, Shotgun Willie's popularity went up as a result of all the press and all the controversy around that story. So, hey, we wish Ja Morant the best, but that was this year. Missed a lot of games because of that.
That's number 6 through 10. Let's get into some DraftKings picks right now. And then my friend, we'll go over the top 5. But I want to start off with a teaser bet. Now, let me be honest with you. I have been struggling lately. Your best strategy might be to say, oh, that's what Rich Davis picks? Let me go opposite. Let me figure out something else. But I feel like I'm always due to rebound. I started the year hot, got cold. It's about time I get hot again. We're going to go with a team that was hot, had one bad week, and I feel like they're going to rebound in a major way. We're going to do a 7-point teaser just to get that extra point, laying a little more money to win a little less. But the 49ers are at Washington. I think Washington, God, they might be like the worst team in football. They're shitty, man. They might be worse than, I mean, think about it. Who's worse than Washington? Patriots have been playing well. Arizona has signed the life.
Panthers. I mean, that's why people are speculating maybe Russell Wilson goes there. Who knows?
So Washington is hosting the Niners. The Niners are 13. They are 13.5 point favorites. So you take 13.5 minus 7. I'm sorry, 12.5 minus 7. You got 5.5. Niners are 5.5 point favorites over Washington. And that means San Francisco just needs to win by 6. Expect a big bounce back week from Brock Purdy, and this team's going to be focused. They need a little tune-up game before week 18 against the Rams, and then the postseason. They want to stay healthy, but the 49ers need to get that bad taste out of their mouth. The 4 picks by Purdy, just a lot of sloppy play against the Ravens. So expect the Niners to bounce back big, minus 5.5. And the Raiders, I love the Raiders to possibly win outright, but I'm not ballsy enough to do that. So I'm going to take in the teaser bet. From 3.5 to 10.5. Get the Raiders as a 10.5 point underdog in Indianapolis. I think that I think that the Raiders are game to play. Antonio Pierce wants to eliminate that interim title. He wants a job, man. And a lot of people think, you know what? He deserves that job. So get that bad taste out of the Niners' mouth. Antonio Pierce fighting for a head coaching job. I like the Raiders plus 10.5, the Niners minus 5.5. And that's your teaser bet. Now, if you want to go for a parlay, 2-team parlay, again, 2 teams that I just think are better than the teams they're playing. The Packers are at the Vikings. I don't know. Brock Purdy's 4 interceptions overshadow the fact that Nick Mullins threw 4 interceptions. And the Packers, I think, are a better team. I just think the Packers at this stage with the quarterback situation, better than the Vikings. It's going to be a close game. Minnesota, the fact that it's in Minnesota is the only advantage I think the Vikings have. But I like the Packers money line just to win the game.
Okay.
And the Bucks, who I know you're big on, the Bucks have had a pretty good streak going on. Since they got beat by the 49ers over a month ago, they've scored over 20 in every game. They've won 4 of their last 5. They've won 4 in a row. The Bucs look good, and they're playing the Saints, who I don't believe in at all. And I think the Bucs just wrap up the division this week. Bucs money line, Packers money line. Lock that bad boy in. So Packers, Bucs, parlay.
Man, I like all your picks this week, Rich, and it's very tough. I agree. The Packers one, you always ask, where could it go wrong? The only maybe here is maybe the Packers, because I'm with you all the way.
Yeah. Listen, there's other games I like to that I'm going to watch, like for instance, Miami, Baltimore. But are you really going to bet on Baltimore? Baltimore look great, but what is the equation there? The equation is that they come back a little, you know, they're playing in Miami. Where's that game, by the way? Is that in Miami? Let me take a look at that game. Because if it's in Miami, then I think you're asking a lot for Baltimore to just beat up on the Niners. No, the game's in Baltimore. They had to travel back across the country. I don't even want to touch that game, but Dolphins, Baltimore, that's going to be a good one. And then I was thinking, ooh, maybe the Rams. But Tyrod Taylor's fighting for something with the Giants. I'm not saying they beat the Rams, but I'm like, I wouldn't be surprised if he kept it close. So there's so many games where I'm like, I don't know.
Hey, it's not easy, man. It seems like every week there's a new surprise. So the most unpredictable season yet. I like it.
And then I'm thinking, what about the Seahawks? They're playing at home against the Steelers. And all of a sudden, what if the Steelers get hot? They have a new mindset. They got rid of their coordinator and Tomlin wants to win. So there's so many tricky games. Bengals at Chiefs. Good luck telling me who's going to win that one. So I don't know. It's a trick.
It has to be the Chiefs. It has to be, but you never know.
Right? I mean, you thought that last week against the Raiders. So take a look one last time. DraftKings. There you go. It's the I Gotta Be Do Moneyline Parlay and the the teaser. So, you know.
I like it. Guys, it's Covino and Rich. It's time for the parade in Pasadena. Tradition meets college football action in one epic bowl game. And with DraftKings Sportsbook, you can make every play count. New customers can score 150 instantly in bonus bets just for betting $5 on college football.
Nice. Now, here's what you got to do. Download the app now. Use our code OVERPROMISED, and new customers could score, like you said, 150 instantly in bonus bets for betting $5 on college football. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook with code OVERPROMISED. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by 3-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, love he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came out from crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. He's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer? Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
As Casey Kasem once said, and back to the countdown.
And back to the countdown. Welcome back to Covino and Rich, our bonus podcast, Overpromised, our last of the year. We hope you had a happy holiday, happy new year. Let's do big things in store in 2024. Maybe you'll score in 2024. But thank you again for everything. Thanks for hanging out with us. Again, Covino and Rich, Monday through Friday on Fox Sports Radio, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. on the West, and the countdown continues. These are the top 10 standout moments in sports for 2023, according to us.
Yeah,
if you disagree, chime in on social media at Covino and Rich.
I'm telling you, as they do on music countdowns.
Yeah.
Let's recap where we were. Number 10 was Mariah Mills and Zion. Number 9, DeMar almost died on the field. Number 8, Connor Bedard's mom. Number 7, Marianne Doe. Number 6, Ja Morant, flashing guns. Now we're up to number 5.
We're up to number 5. Feels like yesterday. It was a big comeback for the band Creed, Rich, because the Texas Rangers rallied around them. Scott Stapp and the Can You Take Me Higher? Yeah, remember Haney was playing him in the locker room? Haney was playing him in the locker room. It became the rally cry. They were playing him at the stadium. And next thing you know, Creed's there singing along, and it became a big thing. And it sort of took the Rangers to the World Series, and they won. Yep. They beat the Diamondbacks. But it was the return of the Rangers, and it was the return of the band Creed at number 5.
Yeah, Rangers won their first ever.
Yeah, it was amazing.
World Series. So pretty cool. All right, number 4. Number 4, and it's appropriately number 4 because it was 4 plays into the season. Rodgers went down. And I remember you and I were at the bar together with a couple of my softball buddies. And one of my buddies is a huge Jets fan. And he was like, no, come on. You got to be joking. No way. Like, oh, he'll be back in for the next series. And it was like, are you effing kidding me?
Well, remember the buildup. This was the definition of long buildups and disappointing drops because we watched Hard Knocks. It was the whole storyline, the whole saga. You know, we were waiting for this, and as the joke went, he actually had 5 snaps if you count the Achilles, you know, but he also had this remarkable recovery. Just the Jets sucked, so it didn't matter. But yeah. Aaron Rodgers, grand opening, grand closing.
I mean, think about it, Covino. If the Jets had stayed in contention, if they were 8-7 right now, with a returning Aaron Rodgers, it would have meant something. Like, the Jets couldn't stay afloat. You realize that. You know, the sentiment became, even if Aaron Rodgers was healthy, would they have been able to do anything anyway? I don't know.
But you know what? This is arguably a number one story because it just lasted so long.
Yeah.
We talked about Aaron Rodgers the entire season, but it comes in at number 4.
Plays. I love our countdown.
That brings us to number 3. And man, what a story Coach Prime was in 2023. Coach Prime, you know, started strong. We were buying into it. I don't even really watch college football that much. And I was tuned in like, yeah, because we all grew up with Coach Prime and we were witnessing his greatness in a different way. And we all got inspired and we bought into it. And we saw how he motivated his players and he started patenting bull junk and Coach Prime in the blender glasses that you see there. Everyone was rocking them. Dude, it was a huge story in 2023.
No bull junk. Well,
exactly.
They ended, here's the bummer. The bummer is that they started 3-0. They lost a couple close ones. So they were at one point 4-2. They lost their last 6. They ended 4-8. Now, who knows what Coach Prime has in store next year for the University of Colorado University. But to me, as of right now, you got to look at it as a success, considering it was a program that was in the dumpster and it got people excited about Colorado again. So, yo, props to Coach Prime.
It got us not only talking about college football, but it got us talking about the greatness of Coach Prime and what he meant just to sports. And I think it inspired a lot of kids that really didn't know a lot about him. And they got to relive the greatness that we witnessed as kids. Like, no, man, he did it. This guy did it all. Now he's just trying to do it in a different way. So, Coach Prime, props to you, number 3 on our countdown.
Now we're getting closer to number 1. Number 2, it's not only just the Shohei Ohtani $700 million. I feel like the best part of the story was Ohtani watch. We were live on the air at Fox Sports Radio, yes. And I remember this story broke. People thought Ohtani was going to Toronto to possibly sign with the Blue Jays. There was a private jet being tracked from Anaheim up to Toronto. And it turns out it wasn't Ohtani at all. It was Robert Herjavec from Shark Tank.
Dude, the most random of stories. It made no sense. It was very much a Weird Al Yankovic Naked Gun situation where Herjavec comes off the plane and he's like, all these people are here for me. They're like, yeah, but it's because they thought you were Shohei Ohtani. It was the weirdest story ever.
Oh, sorry, Frank. Weird Al's on the plane.
It was a total Weird Al's on the plane, but Herjavec leaned into it. He had fun with the story. He was posting about it. I mean, but it was so wild because we were tracking it the whole time. And you know what? I get it. They wanted to break the story. People made some educated guesses. It sort of made sense. But turns out Ohtani is a Dodger. Herjavec is the Blue Jay.
Yeah. He is on the Jays. And that takes us to number one.
You know what, Rich? I'm gonna give it to you because I feel like this was your favorite story of the year.
You are absolutely right. Because for everyone that hated on the whole Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift thing, from day one, I said, it's about time she's with a man, not some weeny artsy singer. She's with a man. Travis Kelce, you can't be a cooler man's man than him. And I like what he brings to the table on and off the field. And it all started with a little nudge from him saying like, yo, maybe I'll come check you out. And Aaron Andrews sort of, you know, planted the seed with her, helped out. And before you knew it, they were America's favorite couple. Kevino, his jersey sales, TV ratings, his podcast became number one. The number one trending dog name in 2023 was Kelce. People are naming their dog after him.
Well, again, it was the Taylor Swift effect. I mean, he was no slouch, but again, she introduced him to so many of the Swifties, right? I mean, and everybody was talking about it to the point of being nauseous to even hear the names. Like, oh my goodness. Like, we were so sick of the story, not hating on them at all. I'm very happy for them, but it became a little overboard. We would see her on TV all throughout the year. We're still seeing it.
Were you looking for at nauseam? Is that how much we talked about it?
At nauseam. Yes, at nauseam. And it's the truth. People roll their eyes at the amount of times we saw Taylor Swift on TV to the point we had to put money in a jar, Rich, every time we brought them up. It was by far the biggest story going. Still is.
Hopefully you enjoyed your 2023. Hopefully you had an ounce of the success either one of those two people had. Taylor Swift, we made billions. Travis Kelce, a stud. So that was your number one story. And if we missed anything, I know some honorable mentions. You know, Djokovic, Brady retired, LeBron passed Kareem as the all-time scorer. There are other things that happen.
How about Francis Ngannou representing mixed martial arts? He almost beat Tyson Fury, dude. That's almost true. Beat him. Knocked him down. Great fights. A lot of basketball. Honorable mentions.
Angel Reese. Angel, that was a big deal. So
a huge story.
A lot happened in 2023. Hopefully you enjoyed it along with us, and we'll see you back here in the new year. Until then, thank you to DraftKings Sportsbook. Thank you to Fox Sports Radio. Arrivederci, baby.
See you in the over-promised land.
Have a good one.
Happy New Year.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, ah, yeah. Love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.